Indulge in all your holiday faves this season, knowing you're getting the good stuff your body craves with Kachava's all-in-one nutrition shake. It's your post-holiday recovery kit with 25 grams of protein, 6 grams of fiber, greens, adaptogens, and so much more. And it actually tastes delicious. With 6 indulgent flavors to choose from, it's easy to make a superfood-packed shake. From chocolate, vanilla, and chai to matcha, coconut acai, and strawberry. You can even savor the season with their limited edition chocolate mint. There are endless ways to personalize your Kachava, whether you prefer it straight up or enjoy adding fruit, peanut butter, nut milk, or even iced coffee. With every 2 scoops of Kachava, you're getting the highest quality ingredients. No fillers, no nonsense. Holiday nutrition has never been this easy or delicious. Go to kachava.com and use code SHAKE for 15% off. That's Kachava, K-A-C-H-A-V-A.com, and use code SHAKE.
Welcome back to another episode of the Biohacker Bonnie podcast, where we talk all things health, wellness, longevity, and of course, biohacking. I'm your host, Jenny Jones, and I've spent years researching, testing, and optimizing my body and brain, partnering with leading experts to bring you science-backed tools to help you feel and function your best. Today, I'm joined by Dr. Chris Rhodes, PhD in nutritional biochemistry, longevity researcher, and founder of Mimeo Health, a groundbreaking supplement company that developed a fasting mimetic shown to mimic the benefits of a 36-hour fast without the fast. In this episode, we dive deep into the science of fasting, metabolism, autophagy, cardiovascular health, and how Mimeo's powerful ingredients like nicotinamide, spermidine, PEA, and OEA work together to activate the body's natural longevity pathways. We also discuss the latest clinical research, how fasting compares to caloric restriction, how women respond differently to fasting, and why the supplement could be a game changer for those looking to live longer and feel better without giving up food. And if you're enjoying the podcast, it would mean so much if you could subscribe, share, or download the show. It's completely free and helps support the show so I can keep bringing you powerful research-backed conversations like this one. And if you want to try Mimeo after listening to the episode, you can head over to their website, mimeohealth.com, and use code BHB20 for 20% off. That's mimeohealth.com, mimeohealth.com, and use code BHB20 for 20% off. You can also check out all my favorite biohacking tools and supplements at biohackerbondi.com with all my special discount codes under the shop tab. Thanks so much for your support. And now let's dive into this amazing episode with Dr. Chris Rhodes. Okay, so welcome back to another episode of the Biohacker Blondie podcast. And we have Dr. Chris Rhodes again on the podcast. And I'm so excited because we're going to get on to fasting and how you develop this company called Mimeo Health. And it mimics a 36-hour fast. So super excited. And you came out with more research and more clinical research. So welcome. And if you can just kind of give a little intro again, who you are, how you got into fasting, and yeah, thanks so much for coming on again.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks so much for having me, Jenny. So like you said, I'm Dr. Chris Rhodes. I got my PhD in nutritional biochemistry from UC Davis. And while I was there, what I was researching was the beneficial impacts of human fasting. So, you know, fasting is one of these really, really interesting interventions. It's one of the only ways that we know of to reliably extend lifespan in model organisms. But beyond that, you can also get these really great health span enhancements as well. Fasting has been shown in a bunch of different clinical studies to be really helpful for treating, preventing, or delaying most major diseases. And what really fascinated me about that is that fasting does all of that without actually adding anything into the system, right? So it's not like this superfood or this wonder drug that's activating, you know, these longevity effects, but somehow fasting is the thing that's actually activating this dormant longevity bioprogram that's already inside of you, but just isn't ordinarily turned on. And when that clicked for me, it kind of made me mad because I was basically like, great, so my body knows how to live to be 120 years old and in perfect health, but it's just not doing it. So what I decided was I needed to figure out what is happening in the body during a fast, and is there a way that we can, you know, turn that program on, get those same longevity benefits, but without actually having to fast. So that's what I spent the majority of my PhD doing. And then that's the research that ultimately ended up becoming Mimio, which is basically the fasting mimetic supplement that's designed to give you the same benefits of a 36-hour fast without actually having to fast.
Yeah. So fasting is not so easy. I think everyone is like, oh my gosh, you want me to do a 36-hour fast? Are you crazy? I've heard remarkable things, but I think for most people, this is not something they just want to implement in their lives.
No, definitely not, right? You know, even hardcore fasters, right? Most people are not doing alternate day fasting. So alternate day fasting is basically, when you look in the literature, one of the best ways that we know of to get the maximum lifespan extension out of fasting. So that process is essentially, you know, one day of normal eating, one day of fasting, one day of normal eating, one day of fasting, rinse and repeat for an entire lifetime. And that's where you see these really robust lifespan extension, health span extension from fasting.
So I never thought I'd include whey protein in my diet until I found Kona Nutrition. Now I get it, why it's everyone's go-to for building muscle, because it actually works. I had the pleasure of interviewing the founder, and we talked all about whey versus beef isolate and why whey is more effective when it comes to building muscle. But Kona Nutrition is more than just protein powder. Their whole mission is health first. Their whey comes from cows that have 2 acres to roam. It's grass-fed, RBST-free, no soy, no GMOs, no antibiotics. It's minimally processed with the lowest heat possible, which makes it way easier on the digestive system. And it's third-party tested. Seriously, it's the cleanest whey protein I've ever tried. I add it to my froth milk, my cookies, my psyllium husk breakfast, and it's the perfect way to start your day with protein to help balance blood glucose and stay full longer. You can find the link in the show notes for a special discount, or you can use my code BIOHACKERBLONDY at checkout.
But of course, the problem with that is that doesn't really fit into, you know, society as a whole, right? It's really hard to be able to maintain that lifestyle because life happens, right? There's plenty of social occasions where you need to be eating and they're not all just going to be conveniently a day apart, right? Or, you know, I was actually doing alternate day fasting when I first really got into it. And there's just a lot of that social isolation that happens with fasting. You're not eating with coworkers. You're not having dinner with family, right? Or, you know, you go out to eat with friends and like they're having a meal in front of you and you've just got this glass of water and you're just basically like watching them eat, right? And so like it's a weird exactly. And then one day my sister, who is also my COO and co-founder of the company, she told me like, yeah, you're doing this fasting, you know, you're going to live longer, but what's the point of living longer if you have to live less? And that really resonated with me because she was totally right. Cause I had been like, you know, this, she told me this while we were on vacation and I was still doing alternate day fasting. And she's like, you got to pull up here, buddy. Like this is getting a little out of. So, you know, that was another big thing for me that kind of catapulted me into like, all right, let's do this research. Let's figure out like, how can I still get these benefits, but, you know, without totally disrupting my lifestyle.
Yeah. So let's get into Mimio because, and I love how you're doing all your research or you've done your research at UC Davis, because a lot of supplement companies are kind of corrupt. They have no research behind their supplement, might not even have, you know, the ingredients in them, you know, or might not even being absorbed. So I kind of want to get into the clinical research behind your supplements. And I know you just came out with some new material. So I want to talk about that. And then, of course, the ingredients and why you chose these ingredients.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, and you know, the story of, you know, the clinical research behind the formulation and then the formulation itself all kind of come from the same story. So I'll start with that one.
Okay.
So how we actually developed the fasting mimetic supplement, Mimio, was we looked at what happens in the body during a 36-hour fast in a clinical study. So we had 20 people come in, 10 men and 10 women, to avoid a gender bias. And we had them fast for 36 hours and basically just looked at their before and afters. And what we saw was that when people fasted for 36 hours, they had these very robust enhancements in their blood plasma functionalities. So their cells became more anti-inflammatory. They became more antioxidant, more cellular protective. Mm-hmm. You know, they were more cardioprotective, better heart health, better metabolic functionality. So that's really, really cool, because when you can, you know, take us, you know, these already young, healthy people, put them through a single 36-hour fast and then suddenly turn them into super people, you know, you just don't see that in nutrition research. It's very, very interesting. So we were like, all right, let's see what the differences are between the baseline state and the fasting state that could be causing these beneficial effects to happen. So we did. Oh, yeah, go ahead.
Well, does this affect cardiovascular health? Because, you know, with the fasting, I'm thinking, okay, definitely at the cellular level, autophagy and all that, and, you know, getting rid of zombie senescent cells and everything. But how, you know, cardiovascular health is super important. So how does fasting impact our cardiovascular health?
Very positively. So that was actually one of the things that we saw during this 36-hour fast. When we looked at the baseline to the fasted state, there was this increase in what's called plasma cholesterol efflux ability. And that's essentially your body's ability to take cholesterol out of, you know, arterial plaques, essentially, and prevent arterial plaque formation. So this is like the gold standard marker for cardiovascular disease risk. And again, like in this 36-hour fast, we saw these huge improvements to it.
I recently went to a wellness conference and discovered something I had to share. This amazing little device called Filter Baby. It's a faucet attachment for your bathroom sink that filters out all the contaminants in tap water. And let me tell you, it makes your skin glow. At the booth, all the girlies showed me their before and afters, and I was honestly shocked. I just added it to my own faucet, and I can already see a difference in my skin. Most tap water is full of chlorine and chemicals that strip your skin's microbiome, killing good bacteria and causing skin dysbiosis, which leads to breakouts and dullness, but not with Filter Baby. If you care about what goes on your skin as much as what goes in your body, this is a game changer. You can use my code BiohackerBlondie or head to filterbaby.com/BiohackerBlondie. Again, that's filterbaby.com/BiohackerBlondie for a special discount.
Wow. Okay. I didn't know that fasting affects the cardiovascular health, but that completely makes sense.
Yeah.
Everyone just thinks about metabolism. I'm going to get skinny.
Yeah. And that's very true, right? The thing, my job, and like the thing that I think is really cool about fasting is kind of connecting the dots between, you know, fasting is inherently, you know, a metabolic intervention, right? It's going to really be affecting the metabolic system. But when you look at all the research that goes into longevity, all of the pathways that are associated with either, you know, accelerated aging or anti-aging are all metabolic pathways, right? So like mTOR and IGF-1 and insulin and glucose, they're all, you know, pro-aging metabolic pathways, whereas, you know, PPAR alpha or AMP kinase or, you know, NAD plus and sirtuins, those are all, you know, fasting and caloric restriction associated pathways. So when you're teasing around with the molecular functionality of these cells, there's this, you know, conserved, you know, survival program that gets activated during fasting that really enhances cellular functionality, turns on all of these mechanisms that have these anti-aging effects, these pro-regeneration effects, pro-protection, pro-maintenance and repair effects. So when you enhance cellular functionality like that, ultimately, you're also going to enhance, you know, whole body functionality.
Yeah. And I'm curious too, you know, when you reduce your calorie intake, have you done any studies or noticed anything with muscle loss? And then also the gut. I know those are kind of two things where people say fasting can disrupt your gut a little bit. I don't know. And then also women and then muscle. So there's three questions I have.
Yeah. So in terms of muscle, fasting, you know, depending on how you're doing it, can actually be very good for losing weight while sparing muscle. And that is because chronic caloric restriction is very much like, all right, I am reducing my calories, so all that energy has to come from somewhere. Usually it's going to come from two different places. It's going to come from either your stored fat, or it's going to come from your stored protein from your muscles, right? Mm-hmm. So in caloric restriction, you definitely have this problem, especially when it's chronic long-term, that, yeah, eventually you run out of, you know, sufficient fat to utilize. So then you're going to be running through muscle, especially if you're not getting adequate protein intakes. The cool part about fasting is that you don't really have that problem because there's not any energy restriction that's required for fasting to happen. You have these short-term bursts of, you know, no caloric intake, but then on your eating days, you know, you can refeed to an adequate level that you're kind of just resetting that clock versus chronic caloric restriction where you're just always taking. So fasting can really help to, you know, spare muscle loss, even if you are, you know, losing weight or reducing energy by a bit. In terms of women in fasting, there's less that we know there. And of course, this is a big problem in the field, right, is that there has been very little research done specifically about women in fasting. Most of the fasting research has been done either in animals or in men. And then the ones that we do have that are for women have been kind of more of these modified fasting regimens, kind of like the 5-2 approach or something where it's alternate day fasting, as it's called in the paper. But in reality, the people are still eating every day. It's just on one day they're eating, you know, maybe 500 calories or 700 calories rather than, you know, their normal intake. So the fasting research world is definitely confounded by a lot of problems in how we define fasting, you know, what terminology we're using. It creates a lot of confusion. But by and large, you know, there's just a very low amount of research that is actually done on fasting and women. But we do know anecdotally that women seem to have a harder time fasting because of some hunger control elements, the disruption to the hormonal cycle, all that fun stuff. So, and that's another reason why we were very interested in Mimio in the first place is, number one, you know, we have an equal distribution of both men and women in our clinical studies, which is very important to us to make sure that we're, you know, identifying these universal qualities of fasting. But then also, you know, Mimio is a great fasting enhancer, right? That can help people fast longer if they want to, because it has an appetite suppression effects, but then also help to, you know, give people these benefits of a 36-hour fast without actually having to alter their lifestyle.
Yeah. So what is the new research you've been coming upon for Mimio that you, I guess, has just been one of like a clinical research?
Oh yeah, I should go back. We got a little sidetracked. I remember I was in the story. So how we discovered Mimio was from clinical research, right? So we're here in the lab, we're studying human biology, what happens in the body during a 36-hour fast. What we found was we have these big, you know, functional enhancements, like we were talking about before. Why does that happen? We did what's called comprehensive metabolomics, basically looking at all of the small molecule components of the plasma that could be responsible for activating these beneficial effects. And what we found was that there was a unique set of molecules that are produced by the body that were really only elevated during a fast. And when we screened through those molecules, we were able to identify this synergistic combination of four of them that, when we put them together, could recreate these beneficial cellular health effects that we were seeing during a fast. So create those same anti-inflammatory, antioxidant, cardioprotective, metabolic enhancing effects. And then even more significantly, because we were interested in this as a longevity intervention, we saw that these four molecules could extend lifespan in model organisms by 96%. So basically doubling their lifespan just through supplementation. So that is how Mimio was developed. It's basically taking what your body naturally produces during a 36-hour fast and then giving it back to you as a supplement, so you can just recreate that molecular environment, activate those same pathways and benefits, but without actually having the fast.
So you can eat. Is there any specific calories? Like, I can't eat 5,000 calories, like, stuff my face with like ice cream and stuff. So What is like the typical regimen that you're doing the research on, saying, you know, I'm eating 1,000 calories, 2,000 calories, salads, meat, whole foods, I guess, with the supplement?
Right. So we, when we do our clinical research with the actual supplement, we don't control for the participant's diet at all. Saying, you know, go out, live your life as you would normally live it, but just take this supplement at the same time. And then we'll track, you know, your before and after, how that actually impacts your health, how you're feeling, your general well-being, things like that. So that was, you know, we haven't done anything about, you know, is there an optimal diet to take with Mimio? We've just been able to show that you can achieve these fasting like benefits without having to change what you're normally doing.
Oh, that's great. Yeah, I think a lot of these might, especially pharmaceuticals, are very controlled. So it's hard to say, you know, when someone's just doing their typical daily life and then you're adding in the supplement. That's very beneficial. And how long were you looking, like, what was the range, the time frame that you were doing your research for?
Right. So for the clinical study that I was just talking about, where we looked at, you know, where does Mimio come from? How does it impact fasting? That was, you know, like that was just a 36-hour fast. And we were looking at that one time. The next clinical study that we did was our pilot clinical study. And in that one, we basically wanted to show, can you, you know, get the benefits of fasting even during a meal? And for that one, we had people come in, eat a standardized breakfast with a placebo control, and looked at those same plasma functionalities that we were talking about before. Or we had them, after a washout period, come in, eat that same standardized breakfast, but then with supplementation with Mimio. And what we found there was that when people ate the standardized breakfast with a placebo, there was this big loss of plasma functionality. So basically, they became, you know, more pro-inflammatory, less antioxidant, less cardioprotective. That's very typical of what we call the postprandial state. So, like, you know, the post-eating state. And, you know, it makes sense. You've got a lot of, you know, metabolic chaos that's entering into the system, throwing things out of homeostasis. You've got all this dietary inflammation, whatever's happening with the gut that's going on there. But what's really interesting is that what we found was that when you ate that same meal, but then with supplementation with Mimio, we could not only prevent all of that loss of function, but actually add gains of function on top of that, that mimicked what we saw during a fast. So instead of being pro-inflammatory, their plasma became anti-inflammatory and antioxidant and cardioprotective. So that was, you know, the big study that basically showed, yes, number one, you can, you know, the molecules themselves are bioavailable, they appear in circulation, and they have these abilities to recreate these fasting-like benefits, even when people are eating.
So with this study, what biomarkers were you testing before and after, or just after, and then how long after they ate with the supplementation?
Yeah, so this was actually just you know, a couple hours after eating. So like we were really looking at what happens acutely during a meal. Can we still get these fasting like benefits even when there's all this food in the body?
Yeah.
So how the study went was essentially we had them come in, eat that breakfast, then, you know, take either the placebo or Mimio, whatever arm they were on. And then we tracked them over the next 6 hours, taking blood draws every hour.
Okay.
So we were basically able to see, like, okay, cool. Here's when the food hits. Here's when the Mimio hits. Here's how long the Mimio molecules stay in circulation. Mm-hmm. Here's all the effects of what's happening with the food and how those differ between, you know, either the placebo group or the Mimio group.
And which biomarkers were you testing? I mean, how are you testing this at the cellular level for autophagy, for any of these things that or cardiovascular health, all the benefits from fasting?
Right. So we looked specifically at what we do, what's called ex vivo modeling. So we basically take their immune cells from the actual patients and then their plasma from their blood. We put those two things together on a plate in the lab, and then we expose them to some kind of stimulus or, you know, challenge, a cellular challenge. So what we were looking at is essentially cellular and like cellular functionality and plasma functionality within these assays. So we were looking specifically at their anti-inflammatory ability. So putting a pro-inflammatory stimulus on the cells and then measuring how much inflammation they produced. We also looked at their antioxidant ability, so basically exposing them to a pro-oxidant stress and then tracking how much damage and reactive oxygen species were created. And then we also looked at their cholesterol efflux capacity, so that cardioprotective ability. So how good are they at pulling out cholesterol from these lipid-loaded cells? So those were the cellular assays that we were tracking through this the 6-hour time course.
That is super cool. So did all people benefit? What was the range, like the percentage that people benefit from Mimeo?
Yeah, so it depends on the assay, but we could give people anywhere between, for the anti-inflammatory component, we were able to give people a 26% improvement. For the antioxidant component, we were able to give people I believe 13% improvement with cholesterol efflux ability. It was also in that like 11% range. And again, those are improvements from baseline. Like what we're seeing with the with the other group is essentially that they had loss of function. So, you know, while Mimeo is improving functionality, just taking the placebo and eating the meal resulted in a loss of functionality. So the actual, you know, delta, as we would call it, the net change between the two groups was even greater than what I'm describing.
Are you ready to step up your health game? I'm excited to share an exclusive offer from Vivo Barefoot, the pioneers in barefoot footwear designed to bring you closer to nature and improve your overall well-being. Vivo Barefoot shoes are crafted to promote natural movement, enhance your posture, and strengthen your feet. Whether you're hitting the trails, the gym, or just walking around town, these shoes are the perfect companion for your biohacking journey. And the best part, as a Biohacker Blondie listener, you get an exclusive 10% off your purchase with the special discount code BHB. Just enter BHB at checkout and enjoy the benefits of barefoot living. Ready to take the next step? Head over to the link in the show notes or visit biohackerblondie.com to grab your pair of Vivo Barefoot shoes today. Your feet will thank you. I also want to share with you my favorite skincare brand, Young Goose. I recently had an amazing conversation with the founder, Emma Tay, on the podcast, and I can't stop raving about their incredible product line. Young Goose is the number one biohacking skincare brand, and for good reason. Their products are designed to work at the cellular level, providing unparalleled results. I love every product in their line, from their serums to their moisturizers. Everything is formulated with the highest quality ingredients and innovative technology. And here's something special for my listeners. Young Goose has generously provided a discount code just for you. Use the code BHB10 at checkout to get 10% off your purchase. Make sure to check the show notes for the link and the code. Treat your skin to the best biohacking skincare out there with Young Goose and experience the transformation for yourself. Are you looking for a convenient and effective way to experience the benefits of peptides without the need for injections? Look no further than Level Up Health, my go-to brand for meticulously stacked oral peptides designed for maximum benefit. Their offerings include powerful options like liver support, gut repair, and BPC-157, and they just launched their latest innovation, Neuro Regenerate, perfect for supporting brain health and cognitive function. Whether you're at home or traveling, these oral peptide stacks provide a hassle-free solution to boost your wellness journey. Ready to try them out? Head over to levelup.health.com, that is levelup.health.com, and use the code BIOHACKERBLONDIE, that is BIOHACKERBLONDIE, yes, just with an I, at checkout to receive 10% discount. The details and links will also be available in the show notes. Don't miss out this opportunity to elevate your health with Level Up Health's premium peptide stacks.
How often should you take the supplement? Do you take it per every meal, once a day? And I want to know what your routine is with the supplement. So I always love to ask this because you have complete access to as much Mimeo as possible.
Yeah. Out.
So some people, they're like, well, I'm going to take the minimal amount because it's expensive. You know, supplementation can be expensive. So what is your routine and what should does the typical person take for the Mimio?
So I actually take Mimio at, you know, at the dose that we recommend and at the timing that we recommend. So my typical strategy, because I still, like, you know, even with Mimio, I haven't given up fasting completely. I've just found that a one meal a day schedule is the thing that works the best for me, mm-hmm. because I love being able to just, you know, get up in the morning, roll out of bed and kind of just, you know, go directly into work. And then be very dialed in and focused around work all day, very productive, not really thinking about food. Then get to the end of the day, and then all of a sudden it's kind of like a compartmentalization thing. It's like, great, work is over. Now it's time for rest, recovery, and like this big, exciting food reward at the end of the day. So my strategy with Mimio is basically I'll take it first thing in the morning. I take it on an empty stomach because I know that I don't have, you know, any GI problems that happen with taking supplements on an empty stomach. And then I'll have it with some green tea as well. And that kind of gives me, you know, this boost that I need to get through the early parts of the day and then, you know, really help keep me focused, reduce that food noise from the appetite suppression effects that are happening with the formulation. So that's how I use it on a day-to-day basis.
Does it control hunger?
It does.
Okay.
Yeah. So this is really cool. So this is also kind of like an accident. So this comes back to, you know, the way that we develop the formula, right? When we were developing the formula, we were just choosing the best molecules from this data set and finding the ones that had these synergistic effects together. It just so happened that one of those molecules, oleoyl ethanolamide, or OEA, was involved in the gut-brain axis where it, you know, stimulates satiety and it helps to reduce hunger. And the cool part about that is that up until this point in the research, everybody thought that OEA was only really elevated during a meal, right? So, and you can see that you know, OEA, when you eat something, it goes up, and that makes sense. It's telling your body, hey, there's food. You don't have to be as hungry.
That is fine.
Well, yeah. What's really interesting, though, is that we found that it's even more highly produced during a fast. So we think that this is actually like an evolutionary adaptation, right? Because it doesn't do your body any good to be doubled over with hunger pains when there's no food around, because you got to get out there, you got to find food, you got to focus, you got to, you know, hunt that gazelle, or you got to, you know, find those berries or whatever it is, right? So we think that OEA is actually the body's, you know, natural mechanism for appetite suppression during these fasted states.
What is OEA? Ethanolamide. What is that? Because I've never seen that. You typically, which I want to talk about, is you typically see berberine, apple cider vinegar, chromium picanate as kind of like the hunger suppression. So what is OEA?
Yeah. So oleoyl ethanolamide, OEA. Yeah, it's an endocannabinoid. So it's basically a derivative of oleic acid. One of its metabolites is. So it's something that your body just naturally produces from oleic acid intake. And then, like we were talking about before, it's actually involved in the gut-brain axis. So typically, it's produced by intestinal cells, either in response to food or in response to fasting, and then works through the vagus afferent nerves, you know, the connection between your gut and your brain, to then have these appetite suppression effects on the brain, and then also these really interesting effects on fat mobilization and fat metabolism as well, because it's a PPAR alpha stimulator, which essentially promotes fat metabolism and downregulates glucose metabolism.
Okay, we like that. Is this found in food by any chance?
It is, yeah. So you can find OEA in small amounts in things that are really rich in oleic acid. But a great example is olive oil. There'll be a slight amount of OEA in olive oil.
Which is also a lipid, right? So it's good for... I'm doing a lot of research with lipids and how it's really good for mitochondria.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
So some of the most
powerful molecules in the body, because, you know, they have to operate at very small concentrations, but they have these very outsized effects.
Yeah, I know people are not thinking about this, but I'm like, this is your, you know, your transmitters for your cells, your mitochondria, like your brain function, all that. So you have, okay, so the top, so your four main ingredients are spermidine, PA Olier. I'm not even going to say that word.
Oh, yeah. Totally.
Yeah, nicotinamide. So can you kind of give a little breakdown of your why you chose these four and why you didn't add maybe berberine or apple cider vinegar?
Absolutely. So the reason why we chose those four was from that initial discovery study. So these are the four molecules that we found were really highly elevated in the body during a 36-hour fast. And we showed, you know, when we were screening through all of our different candidate molecules, that these four specifically had synergistic effects with each other. So to give an example of that, when we were looking at how they extended lifespan in model organisms, we found that each individual one could extend lifespan to a certain degree, whether that was, you know, 5%, 10%, up to, you know, something around 30%. But when we combined all of these molecules together, then that's where we saw the 96% lifespan extension. So really just creating these complementary effects, activating these complementary pathways that really help to recreate that, what I call longevity bioprogram of fasting. So that's how we chose the molecules themselves. And the reason why there isn't an inclusion of, you know, like berberine or something like that is because, you know, we take a biomimetic approach. So all the molecules that we utilize in the Mimeo formulation are natural to the human body, right? So they're all human molecules that our body would naturally produce during a 36-hour fast. So we're really just trying to mimic the biology of fasting.
Oh, interesting. And then can you kind of also explain what PEA is? Because I think that's also an interesting ingredient that a lot of supplements don't have.
Yeah, for sure. I'll go through the whole list. So like number one, nicotinamide, right? That's an NAD plus precursor. And it's the upstream precursor for all of the like popular NAD molecules. So, you know, nicotinamide will get converted into nicotinamide riboside, which then gets converted into NMN, which then gets converted into NAD. So we start with nicotinamide in our formulation because it's a broad spectrum NAD precursor. So you'll get the effects of both of like, you know, NR and NMN and NAD by starting with nicotinamide in the body, which is super cool. Yeah. Don't we all, right? Then spermidine, of course, is also really popular. Spermidine is a autophagy activator, right? So that's kind of its main thing. Goes into cells, helps to promote that cellular cleanup and recycling process. And of course, it's also, even on its own, considered to be like a caloric restriction mimetic or a fasting mimetic. But palmitoyl ethanolamide is not as common. And palmitoyl ethanolamide, PEA, is actually one of my favorite molecules. It's the one that we found, you know, extended lifespan the most on its own, even more than, you know, spermidine and nicotinamide, which are kind of like, you know, the most popular molecules right now. And PEA is also an endocannabinoid, just like OEA, but it's involved in activating CB1, CB2 receptors within the body. So it's like, you know, kind of behaving like your body's natural CBD to a certain degree. So it actually has these like really powerful anti-neuroinflammation effects. It has these mood enhancement and cognition effects, but then also these pain relief effects as well. So it's very, very interesting because even beyond the CB1, CB2 receptor thing, PEA also helps to activate reduce COX-1 and COX-2, which is the same mechanism as aspirin or ibuprofen. So it's kind of inducing these anti-inflammatory pain relief effects through two different mechanisms.
You know, I think people don't know about cannabinoids, but I was speaking to another doctor at a conference too, and he was like, the amazing effects. I think he's doing some IVs of it. I don't know if you've heard of this, but he says it's magical and it's been really helpful for people. Cause I think people go to CBD or something as for pain or all those things. So the cannabinoids is actually really, I think, helping at maybe the cellular level.
Oh yeah, absolutely. And you know, just to draw a distinction there, palmitoyl ethanolamide and oleoyl ethanolamide aren't part of, you know, like the cannabinoids that you would get from marijuana or anything like that. They're just, you know, a natural part of your body is what's called the endocannabinoid system. So like the things that cannabinoids themselves are, like the mechanisms and pathways that they're utilizing are the same that our natural body would be doing, right? But just the molecules that the body uses to promote them versus the cannabinoids, which are kind of like hijacking the system.
Yeah, not like CBD or anything.
Right, exactly.
So your sister is also, so she's the co-founder of Mimeo. Right. Mm-hmm. So what is her, as a woman, what is her fasting routine and typical daily intake as well? Does she do one meal a day like you, or does she do a few and add the supplement in the morning?
Yeah, so she takes Mimeo every day, just like I do, but her regimen is a little bit different than mine. So she sticks more to the traditional intermittent fasting. So she'll usually, you know, have her first meal at around, you know, 2 PM, something like that. And what she'll do with it is that actually she takes Mimeo alongside her first meal. So she doesn't take it like in the morning on an empty stomach like I do, but she takes it along with her meal. And she's found that that helps to really, you know, help her get fuller faster and stay fuller longer and just, you know, be more focused throughout the day, not have that kind of, you know, like, oh, I need to be snacking or I need to whatever. It's just like, okay, cool. I can have my meal at 2. I can have my second meal at the end of the day at, you know, whatever time, probably 6 or 7, something like that. And then just, you know, be good. So that's kind of how she's utilizing the product. And she's also, you know, a big performance athlete. She's a national tennis champion and also a national field hockey champion. So, you know, she can't fast like I do because she needs, you know, the constant daily energy. She's performing a lot. She's exercising a lot. She's, you know, doing all the sports. But she's also found that it's really helped her kind of like dial in, reach that flow state a little bit easier when she's on the court.
Have you guys done any research with like Ozempic, semaglutide? I know that's like a big topic and that might be helping people fast. People are losing weight. I think they're also losing more muscle. But have you guys maybe put Mimeo with Ozempic?
We haven't combined them directly, but we do have partnerships with longevity clinics around the country who are actually utilizing Mimeo as a way to help wean people off of the GLP-1 drugs. So, you know, that's a big problem. When you come off the GLP-1 drugs, you get this what's called like hunger withdrawals, right?
Yeah. So
all of those cravings that had been suppressed by the drug suddenly come flooding back. And most people haven't altered their lifestyle or, you know, developed any better eating habits or better dietary habits or better, you know, psychological control mechanisms. So when all the cravings come back, you know, what ends up happening is that most people end up regaining at least 2/3 of the weight that they lost after coming off of the drugs within the first
year. I know that's the thing. It's like this can be very beneficial for people, but a lot of people don't change their habits.
Exactly.
So it's like, you know, we can add this supplementation in and we can add this injection in and these peptides. But if you don't change like the core habits, like the foundation of health, it's like you're never going to have true health or a true, like a good metabolism and cellular health, which is like the core of health, you know?
Right, exactly.
I know like you're on TikTok a lot and you promote a lot of ways to help fasting and everything. So like, I just wanted to go a little bit into the nutrition side that we shouldn't just be eating like chips and cookies. We should also be eating like a well-balanced, like maybe Mediterranean diet. So what do you do what is your typical diet?
Yeah. So what I tend to stick to with my diet is something that's, you know, kind of more akin to paleo. And basically it's, you know, a lot of vegetables, a lot of lean proteins, and then not a lot of like refined sugar or carbs or anything like that. And I call it paleo just so kind of like people understand what I'm talking about, but I do it more for the nutritional side of things and less for the, oh, it's how we evolved to eat kind of thing. Cause that I have some questions about, but what I like to do and what I'd say a lot on my TikTok channel is I do what's called nutrition magic, which is essentially, you know, finding these ways that we can create these one-to-one substitutions of like the foods that we love, but then make them in these like super like low calorie, high density versions, right? So, you know, the classic example that I would use is like, okay, here's what 200 calories of French fries look like, right? Or I could do, you know, this, you know, enormous plate of like shrimp aguachile, right? Where it's just like, it's shrimp, it's cucumbers, it's like a non-fat, like lime-based dressing. And so you can get, you know, I don't know, you can get like a pound of this stuff and it's just like your little thing of fries, right? And I like, you know, to me personally, it's more flavorful, it's more, you know, delicious, it's more nutritious, and it like really helps to like fill me up quickly and keep me full throughout the day. But then, you know, other things in that same vein of like, okay, here's how you can construct a burger, right? Then it's going to be the typical thing and it's going to be 600 calories. Or you can, you know, like utilize different ingredient swaps, right? And you can make something that's like, okay, it's a 200 calorie burger, but it's still the same size, it's still the same weight, still has the same taste. That's the kind of stuff that I really get lit up about, because I think that that's the cool part of nutrition and food chemistry, is that there's ways where you can have all the things that you love and it still tastes the same, but it's just much lower calories and much better for you.
I know. I think that's like, you can have so much broccoli versus like this little bit of potato chips, or you can have like zucchini noodles, or you can have konjac noodles. There's like so many strategies that people just are, I think, you know, these processed foods are just destroying our health. There's no water content, there's no nutrition, there's no fiber. So it's really, people are just starving all the time because they're eating so much processed food that has no nutrition, has no water content, you know, so all those things kind of add up. I'm also curious too, have you ever taken a biological age test?
I actually, even though I'm in this field, I haven't put a lot of stock in the biological age test yet. I think they're still kind of like very much in their infancy, so I haven't gotten too far down the rabbit hole of that yet. But I do know a lot of companies, I know a lot about the science, I know about a lot of what they're telling you. But we just, I think True Diagnostic is doing probably the best job right now, so I might eventually end up taking one of those tests. But what's really interesting to me about the biological age testing is less about, you know, whatever age it's going to give you, but actually doing, you know, multiple tests throughout, you know, trying to change an intervention, right? So you can kind of see how, you know, increased exercise or taking Mimeo or whatever can affect those biological age markers.
So how long have you been taking Mimeo for? Because I was asking about the biological age, because I'm like, what have you seen probably since you started taking Mimeo, you know, maybe 2 years ago or so, and then now? So like, have you seen any changes in your biomarkers?
So I haven't been tracking my biomarkers a ton, because I did that a lot. I did that a lot with the early stages of Mimeo. So one of the ways that I developed the technology and, or like even got the idea for it was, like I said, I was doing the alternate day fasting. And when I was doing that, I was tracking my own cells. I was tracking my own blood. I had access to these things because I was an immunology fellowship at Stanford. So I could, you know, I could do all these cellular assays. I could look at all these biomarkers and I could do it all on my own plasma. And I got to see the impacts of fasting on all of these, you know, cellular health metrics. And that's really what got me enthusiastic about it. And then same thing when I was at UC Davis, I like, you know, had access to all of that technology. But since founding Mimeo and coming out of the lab, then, you know, it's been very much like, all right, let's do more clinical research, but we have to use, you know, third party independent labs, right? So they get to do all the fun science and I just have to kind of, you know, wait. But what I have, you know, what I have noticed, at least anecdotally, right, is that I find like the hunger suppression effects are very, very real. That's something I really utilize in my day-to-day life. I'm also a big fan of the effects of PEA, because that's one of the things that I can very tangibly feel as like this mood elevation lift. You know, colors seem just like a little bit more vivid. You're not as stressed out as you might otherwise be throughout the day. It kind of really helps to smooth out those ups and downs of, you know, CEO startup lifestyle. But then, yeah, and then also same thing with performance enhancement, but especially recovery because of those, you know, anti-inflammatory pain relief elements of the PEA. I find that I can usually like push harder in the gym and then, you know, not feel as sore afterwards. And that's actually one of the reasons why one of our investors ended up investing in us, was because we gave him Mimio. He's a big cyclist, and he was going to do a course that he had done before. He was going with a bunch of his buddies. So he took Mimio around like an hour before he was going to do it. He told us, oh, yeah, like I could definitely feel the effects. He like set a personal record for the actual course, beat out all of his friends. And he was like, OK, great. Like I'm in. I'm here for it. Same thing with another one of our investors who was a marathon runner. He was like, wow, I could really like, you know, go farther than I normally could after taking Mimio. So that was really interesting. And then when we were on Ben Greenfield's podcast, he kind of said the same thing, that like he had been taking Mimio for about 2 months at that point. But he said that it helped put 8 pounds of muscle onto him. So that was really exciting as well. So there does seem to be this, you know, some kind of performance enhancement effect that's happening with the Mimio formulation.
Oh, that's super interesting.
But to kind of like go even deeper, this is a good segue, I think, into our latest clinical study. And so for this one, this is the one that we were talking about, where it was an 8-week study. And we were basically just looking at, all right, here, take Mimio for 8 weeks or take a placebo for 8 weeks. And then let's look at the differences. And what we saw there was that we had these really powerful impacts on appetite suppression, right? We had significant improvements to satiety, you know, eating only when hungry, decreased food noise, decreased maximum, you know, daily hunger, and decreased distractions from cravings, which is really amazing. We also had significantly less bloating and abdominal pain in the Mimio group. So speaking to these kind of like, you know, digestive impacts. And then on the actual biomarker side, what we saw was that the Mimio group had much better fasting glucose levels. We were able to significantly reduce their glucose levels. And then also a lot of these different components of cholesterol metabolism. So their total cholesterol levels went down, their LDL cholesterol levels, like the bad cholesterol, that went down. The LDL particle number, which is basically, you know, also something that you want lower because it's a big CBD risk marker, that went down. Their non-HDL cholesterol, so everything except for the good cholesterol, also went down. And then we were looking at their oxidative stress levels, like cellular stress levels, essentially, and that really decreased as well. So really, we're getting these kind of, you know, big major metabolic effects, appetite suppression effects, pro-digestion effects that are happening with Mimio, which are, of course, the same effects that happen during fasting. So this is kind of like, you know, our big randomized double-blind placebo-controlled study where we were able to show that, you know, with 8 weeks of supplementation and without altering your diet, you can get these fasting-like benefits.
Wow, that is so crazy. I know with like diabetes on the rise, non-alcoholic fatty liver disease,
absolutely,
even in kids, I am just like, you know, this is so important for people to be able to control their appetite. And then, of course, we always want to implement like choose healthier options.
Yeah, I mean, and that's the major thing, too. One of the reasons why I really like Mimio is, you know, it is like the most natural option that I can possibly think of, right? Like, it's just molecules that your own body would naturally be making, right? So it's kind of, I like to call it the ultimate biohack, right? Because that's literally what we're doing. We're just like taking what your body would normally do and then putting it on demand.
Yeah, it's just little helping you out a little bit. Like, I think Ozempic semaglutide is like helping people, maybe, you know, they're at a specific point in their life where it can help you get to a point where you want to go do things again, want to, like, you know, change your lifestyle as well. So it's like sometimes people just need that little bit of extra, you know, something to really get them to a point where they can see the benefits, and then that even inspires them even more, you know.
Exactly. And to your point that it all has to be kind of like a lifestyle thing, I think that's very, very true. And that's something just as a general nutrition thing that people sometimes forget is that, you know, this is one of the reasons why yo-yo dieting happens, right? You get on a diet, it really works for you. You get down to whatever, like, you know, weight you're going for, And then after that, you're like, okay, cool. I did all the weight loss. So then I can go back to my normal thing. And then, but I'll be able to, you know, keep the weight off. But if, that's not how it works, right? If you're going to do something that gets you to where you want to go, that's the thing that you're going to have to maintain for the rest of your life in order to, you know, to keep that goal weight or whatever it is. So you really need to find something that you actually enjoy doing that you can incorporate into your lifestyle, that you're not going to feel like cheated or deprived or you're super sad about having to do every day. And that's really the trick for people, I think, is, you know, not thinking of it as like I'm trying to hit a goal, but rather like I need to find the thing that can keep me healthy and happy in the long term.
Yeah, I think most people just want to go to the extreme of something and then it's not being consistent.
Right.
And it's like the consistency is what will get you to really true health, true health span, true lifespan. So, and then would someone want to take this every day? Is this like a kind of like a multivitamin where you're just going to like maybe take every day, or should someone take this maybe every, you know, every other month or so?
Yeah, we design it to be taken every day. That's where we've seen, you know, the best effects, right? So the best experiment that we've done with long-term supplementation with Mimio was the lifespan extension stuff where we saw that you can put this supplement in model organisms, they can eat it every day. And then that's where you see this really great lifespan enhancement effect. And then, you know, in all of our studies, the 8-week one in particular, you know, that's daily supplementation. So that's where you're kind of seeing these cumulative effects over time. And the way that I like to describe it is kind of like, all right, let's say for lunch every day, you were eating a hamburger, right? But then decided, all right, instead of a hamburger, I'm going to start eating a salad for lunch every day, right? And that has these great health impacts. It's, you know, like giving you something healthy that you're doing every day. And in the long term, that's really going to add up over time. Mimio is kind of the same way, right? Where it's like, all right, if I take it every day, it's really going to add up over time. But if you then stop doing that, or feel like you incorporate that hamburger back in instead of that salad, then you know, the negative effects are going to build up again. So it's very much just like your daily thing to help give you these, you know, metabolic enhancement effects, these fasting like benefits, even when you're eating.
So what is the future of Mimio? Are you guys going to have any other supplements, any other things coming out that you've been working on?
Definitely. So Mimio itself, the name of the company is a combination of mimic and biology together. So that speaks to kind of like this biomimetic research that we like to do. So in the same way that we did this research with fasting, we're also really interested in doing it with other interesting regenerative states of the body. So like, let's look at exercise and see what's happening there. Let's look at sleep. Let's look at meditation. Let's look at cold exposure and kind of decode and tease out these biological mechanisms and find ways that we can recreate those benefits on demand. So, you know, fasting in a pill, product number one, exercise in a pill, product number two.
Oh my gosh, super cool. I love that. Everyone's like, how do I mimic working out with the pill? I know, even though I really think there's just some things we can't implement like in a pill form or yes. Something. I just think all the benefits of like sweating, exercise, there's just like all at the cellular level, it's doing so much. So it's like, you know, as much.
That's exactly the problem that we, you know, we had when we first started doing the fasting research, right? Is that we had always intended it to be a longevity intervention. But when I tell people it's fasting in a pill, the first thing that comes into their mind is weight loss, right? So it's like, yeah. Okay, there's a fundamental disconnect here. Same thing with exercise, right? Exercise has all these great, you know, metabolic enhancement effects, these great cardiovascular effects, these great, like, you know, brain boosting cognition effects, right? But all anybody thinks about is either muscle gain or, yeah.
I know most people, I'm like, I'm all about brain health because I really think a lot starts at the brain. At this, you know, it's like your motivation, your happiness, like your energy really kind of starts with the brain. And I think so many of us are just thinking physical, how does my outer body look? And it's like, it kind of starts, you know, really at the cellular level. And also we have to start thinking about our brain. Like, it's like, that's what's going to motivate you. That's what's going to like inspire. That's what's going to give you your energy. But so where can everyone go find you? And I also have a special discount code for anyone who's listening, BHB20, if you want to go try this amazing supplement for 20% off. And where can everyone go find you?
So they can find us at mimiohealth.com, MIMIOhealth.com. And then if they're looking for, you know, that's the same across all of our socials, Mimio Health, Twitter, Instagram, whatever you want. If they want to find me specifically, I'm on TikTok at ThatNutritionDR, That Nutrition Doctor.
Okay, perfect. So thank you so much for coming on the podcast. I really appreciate you taking the time out of your day. I hope everyone enjoyed this podcast, is inspired to fast or take Mimio instead.
Or both.
And do both. Yeah. So thank you so much for coming on again on the podcast. I really appreciate it.
Yeah. Thanks for having me again. It's a great time as always.
Yes.
Thank you so much for tuning in to today's episode of the Biohacker Bonnie podcast. I hope this conversation with Dr. Chris Rhodes gave you a new perspective on fasting, longevity, and how your body already holds the key to health span if you know how to activate it. If you're curious to try Mimio for yourself, head over to mimiohealth.com. Again, that's mimiohealth, MIMEOhealth.com, and use my special discount code BHB20 for 20% off. Again, that's BHB20 for 20% off. You'll also find the link in the show notes, along with everything we discussed today on my website at biohackerblondie.com. And if you found value in today's episode, it would truly mean the world if you could subscribe, share, and leave a quick review. It helps support the show and allows me to keep bringing you top researchers, founders, and health disruptors to help you optimize your body, brain, and life on the show. Until next time, stay curious, stay consistent, and remember, your health is your greatest wealth.